Now we continue to worship in words. Today's the word of God is in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. Just listen to me, Wes. I'm going to read this to you carefully. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The hearts of her husband trust in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks, woos, and flags, and works with willing hands. She is like the sheep of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruits of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchants is profitable. Her lamps do not go out at night. She put her hands to the distaff, and her hands holds the spindle. She opens her hands to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for the household, for all her households are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of the idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruits of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. This is the word of God. Today's sermon title is, Are You Kidding Me? This is from Pastor Scott.
All right. Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐.
All right. All right. So, yeah. I mean, you read that and you say to yourself, what woman can measure up to this passage?
你刚读了这个经文，讲说哪一个女人可以跟这个经文上面所说的一样呢？
Now, kids, all right. Now, how many of you have a superhero mom?
Superhero mom. 谁你们的妈妈是超人?
Yeah?
Yeah, 好像不还不少.
This is the superhero mom, right?
Yeah, 这个是不是
Now all of you better be raising your hand, right? Whether you think so or not, just raise your hand. Right. And so I mean, this is a picture of the superhero mom, and she is doing everything, feeding the baby, cooking, cleaning. Looks like she's working on the computer, she's going grocery shopping. You know, she's doing everything, right? Now, how many mothers in here wish you were a superhero mom? How many of you are feeling a little guilty right now? Yes.
Yeah,
right. Actually, you probably look more like this next picture. Right? That's probably most moms in here, right? You're pulling out your hair, the food's not done, the kids are misbehaving. It's a complete chaos in your house, right? Yes, and we look at this Proverbs 31 woman as women, and you say, I'm so far from that. And here's the thing today. I don't want to pile guilt upon you. In fact, that's not the point of this passage, to just pile all this guilt on you.
这也不是这段经文的目的，让大家有罪恶的感觉。
Actually, the point of this passage is to point you to the perfect person, Jesus Christ.
那其实这段经文最重要的目的是指向一位完美的人，就是耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ can actually live as a Proverbs 31 person.
其实真的只有耶稣基督可以活出一个生命，就像箴言31章这里所说的。
Only Jesus Christ is the one who can meet and fulfill all that shame and sin and guilt you have. He's the one who takes it away.
那唯有耶稣基督呢，可以拿去我们每一个人，当我们在看到这个的时候，我们所有的罪恶感。
So we have to see this passage through the person and the work of Jesus Christ.
所以我们来看这段经文的时候呢，是要从耶稣基督他所手做的工作来看这段经文。
And let's remember, this passage is not just for wives.
那我们要记得，这段经文不是只是针对我们当中的做太太的。
It's not just for mothers.
也不是只有当中做妈妈的。
It's for any women.
是做为每一个妇女。
And actually, guys, it's pretty good advice. So, guys, you need to not sleep during this sermon as well.
那对所有的弟兄们，这个也是这段经文也是很好，让你不要在讲道当中睡着。
For men, if you live as this, live as Christ, you're going to be a wonderful, godly man.
如果我们在座的弟兄，如果我们可以按照这段经文所教导的，活出一个像基督的生命，我们就会可以做过一个神圣的生活。
And there's another nice slide up here.
那我们下一张一个。
This is from a quote from a famous pastor named Tony Evans.
这是一个很有名的一个牧师叫 Tony Evans.
He says the Proverbs 31 woman is not the model of a perfect woman. She is rather the model of a committed woman under God.
上面写说一个。箴言三十一章所要展现出来的妇女，并不是一个完美的妇女，而是一个完全愿意委身在神里面的一位妇女。
Now many of you know, our theme this year, our church theme is building a Christ-centered family.
我们大家知道，今年教会的主题是建造一个以基督为中心的家庭。
And so I want to challenge the women today, be a Christ-centered woman.
我们想要今天想要给在座所有的姐妹一个挑战，就是如何成为一个以基督为中心的。
Whether you're single,
不管你是单身
married,
你结婚了
whether you have children or not,
不管你有没有小孩
be a Christ-centered woman,
成为一个以基督为中心的妇女
and remember the church is actually the most important family.
要记得是整个教会其实是我们很重要的一个大家庭
because the church is the eternal family.
因为教会是我们永恒的家庭
so of course we're called, God calls us to love our physical families.
当然神呼召我们去爱我们自己我们肉身上面的家庭。
But God also calls us to love and to sacrifice for our church family.
但是神也同时呼召我们我们爱也要去为着我们属灵的家庭来牺牲。
Because women, we have many spiritual children in this room today, inside this room.
因为在座的很多的姐妹们我们在就像在今天的这个会堂当中我们有很多我们属灵上面的孩子。
And we want to love this church as Christ loves the church.
我们希望爱这个教会就好像基督爱这个教会一样。
So let's look at this passage.
所以我们来看看这一段经文。
All right, so verse 10, it says, An excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels.
你们说才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Now, children, you ever wanted to look find pirates' treasure?
对，孩子们，你有没有曾经看过那个海盗的藏宝箱。
Now, but nothing, let me tell you this, nothing compares with the treasure of this, of a godly mother and a godly wife and a godly woman.
不管你在哪里看到怎么样的藏宝箱，没有任何的宝藏能够比得上这个才德的妇人。
And so women in here, if you want to be a precious jewel, love Jesus with all your heart.
在座的姐妹们，如果你要像这个珍珠一样，超过珍珠的价值的话，要第一个要做的就是爱耶稣基督。
Love Jesus with all your heart.
全心全意的来爱耶稣基督。
And you will be a precious jewel.
那你就会成为一个很宝贵的宝石。
Verse 11 says, The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. Verse 12, She does him good and not harm all the days of her life.
十一十二节说，她丈夫心里倚靠她，并不缺少利益，她一生使丈夫有益无损。
Now, for those of you who are married, see, this kind of husband, when this woman is following the Lord, he trusts in her.
那在座如果是已婚的话，如果一个妇女、一个太太愿意来跟随耶稣基督的话， 跟随主的话
and the reason,
我们这个做先生的话会我可以完全的信任他
and the reason the husband can trust in her is because she loves and trusts Jesus Christ
丈夫可以信任相信他信任他的原因是因为这个太太全心的来信任耶稣基督
and she seeks to be honest and have no deceit in her
他寻找 他是一个诚实的人在他心里面没有诡诈
the husband can trust her with his deepest secrets
所以做丈夫的可以完全的信任他
she will support and pray for him
他这个做太太的会支持而且经常的为丈夫祷告
and see this woman is there for her husband
这个太做太太的是完全心的在那里 是完全全一心一意的为着丈夫
Now again, remember as you read this, see, this when this passage was written in Proverbs, Jesus hadn't come on the scene yet.
我们要记得、哦、这个在写箴言的时候耶稣基督还没有来到这个地上
And so now that Jesus has come here in 2017, we now need to look back at this passage and say,How does this fulfill? How does Jesus fulfill this passage?
那当我们现在回过来看的时候，在2017年，我们回过来看这个信息的时候，我们来思想说，耶稣基督来到地上，他怎么样成就了当时在箴言三十一章所写的信息
？See Proverbs literature is called the wisdom book.
我在箴言这个书，我们是一般称为智慧书。
Now let me ask you.What person is the definition of wisdom?
问大家谁是智慧的这个定义？哪一个人就是智慧？
It's Jesus.
就是耶稣。
He himself is perfect wisdom.
耶稣自己就是完美的智慧。
So when a woman loves to be like Jesus, she will become more wise in her life.
所以当一个妇女愿意来去爱耶稣基督的时候，她自己就会越来越像耶稣。
And so if you think about this passage,Because the woman loves to be like Jesus, it's like she's reflecting Jesus back to her husband.
所以当这个经文上面所说的，当一个妇女爱耶稣基督的时候，她的生命就会反映出耶稣基督的生命。
And see, you can, instead of saying her, you could almost insert the word Jesus into this passage.
就要看这段经文的时候，我们看到这个她女，这个妇女，这个她，你好像就可以把耶稣把它取代这个她这个字。
So think about it.Instead of saying her, say Jesus. The heart of her, of Jesus, right? He trusts in Jesus. The husband trusts in Jesus.
所以就这把这个他代替成耶稣的话，可以读起来。
And he will have no lack of gain.
我们就完全什么都不缺少利益。
And we know because we trust in Jesus, we have inherited the whole world through Jesus Christ.
我们知道，我们因为我们相信，我们认识耶稣基督，我们就承继了整个世界，耶稣所创造的世界。
And then we can say Jesus does him good and not harm.
我们也可以讲说是耶稣使他一生有益无损。
For the eternity of Jesus' days. For the eternity of Jesus' days. Eternal, the eternal Christ will always do good.
是一生，而且是这个永生都可以都有益无损。
To those who believe in him.
那所有的相信他的人都有益。
So we got to think this person is reflecting Jesus Christ. This woman.
所以我们想到这个妇女其实反映耶稣基督的生命。
Now, I always tell people that being married to a godly woman is really a really good thing for guys.
我常常会这样说，是对于弟兄们，如果你娶到一个愿意在神面前爱神的一个圣洁的妇女的时候，这是一件很美的事。
And just like we say, when we say Jesus is Lord,That is eternally good for us.
就好像我们说耶稣基督是主，这是对我们永恒都是好，都是有好处的。
So when you read Proverbs 31, read it through the eyes of Jesus Christ.
当我们在读箴言三十一章的时候，读，我们用一个带着耶稣基督的眼光来读。
I like to say this: a godly woman makes men a better Christian.
我常会说一个敬虔的妇女使得她的先生成为一个更好的基督徒。
A godly woman.Pushes men to be better followers of Christ.
一个圣洁的一个敬虔的妇女会使她的丈夫更愿意去跟随耶稣基督。
To walk more closely with him, she helps her husband.
她帮助她的丈夫跟耶稣可以更靠近耶稣去跟随耶稣。
Now she also lovingly points out my sin. The key word's lovingly points out my sin and helps me repent and get better.
而且这个妇女呢也会。因为爱的缘故而指出丈夫的罪而让丈夫可以更好
The godly woman does not hate and seek revenge on her husband
一个敬虔的妇女并不会在丈夫的身上要报复
She wants the eternal best for her husband in this life and for eternity.
那她是希望丈夫能够在永恒的价值当中能够越来越好。
And because of that, not only her physical family, this woman wants the best for her church.
那不仅仅是她自己的家、自己的丈夫，这个妇女也会希望整个教会都是更好。
Right, because the church is the bride of Christ.
是不是因为我们的教会是耶稣基督的心腹？
So this woman desires, she desires to have this church love Jesus.
所以她希望整个教会都可以更爱耶稣基督。
You know, church members can trust in this woman because she is living as Christ.
因为教会里面的我们所有的会员、教会的弟兄姐妹可以相信这位妇女，因为她真正的爱耶稣基督。
Fellow church members are so happy to talk to her and spend time with her.Because she loves them and helps them be more like Christ.
教会的弟兄姐妹愿意来跟这位姐妹来跟她倾谈，因为知道说这姐妹爱耶稣基督。
You listening, honey? You got a high standard here.
Yeah.
No, but that's the joke. We seem so far from it, men and women. We feel so guilty because we don't always measure up.
我们看到这好像会有很多压力，我们好像常常会觉得我们没有办法达到这个地步。
But for those of us who know Jesus as our Savior, He will help us become more and more like this Proverbs 31 person.
但是我们每一个相信已经认识耶稣基督的人，我们神会帮助我们，让我们可以越来越像箴言三十一章所指的这个妇女。
All right, so let's go to verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands.
她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
All right, how many of you actually know how to sew?
有多少人会？做衣服的。
I know my wife. She her dream is to get a sewing machine.
Yeah, Christina 师母的梦想就是希望有一个缝纫机。
She's too busy now to do that.
她现在太忙了，没办法。
Now, does anybody make their own clothes in here?
有多少人自己做自己的衣服
？Anybody make their own clothes?
下一页。
Proverbs 31 woman is back there. All right. All right. Now, anybody make any blankets? Blankets?
有多少人做自己的毯子？
There's a few, okay.
有几个。
All right. Well, you bet everybody better start learning. All right.
如果还不会的话，开始学。
Now, but you say, how do you apply this to 2017?
那在我们今天2017年，我们怎么看这个经文呢？
No, this is a woman who cares that her family is clothed.
这是一个妇女，她关心她全家人的需要。
So you know, her kids aren't walking around with their clothes are getting small and they're.She cares for her clothing for her kids, right?
所以孩子不是他孩子，你看到孩子不是那个衣服已经太小了，还紧绷着在那儿。
She cares for the basic needs of her family.
她很注重她全家人的一些基本的需要。
Not only that, but she cares really for the needs. How about the financial needs and the needs of the church?
她也注重整个教会所有其他会员的在经济上面的需要。
But more importantly, she desires to help.Her family and her church have spiritual clothing.
更重要的是，她盼望，她渴望的是，她的家以及她的教会有一个属灵上面的穿着，一个遮盖。
You see, when we ask Jesus forgiveness for our sins,
所以当我们请耶稣基督来赦免我们的罪的时候
，and when we say, Jesus, you died for my sins on that cross. You died in my place to take away my sins and give me your righteousness.
当我们在神面前说耶稣基督你在十字架上替我而死你挪去了我的罪
The Bible says God clothes us with righteousness
神说神就在我们身上披上了公义的外袍
The Bible says that God clothes us with Jesus Christ himself
神圣经上面告诉我们说神自己披上为我们披上了耶稣基督的公义外袍
So women do you attempt to clothe your house with spiritual clothing
所以我们在座的妇女，你是不是希望在你的家里面替你的家人披上这个属灵的遮盖
？And how do you do that？
你怎么做呢
？Do you try to read the Bible regularly with your family？
你是不是在跟全家人经常的在读圣经呢
？Do you pray with your family？
你是不是跟你的家人一块祷告呢
？Do you do the same with the church？
你在教会当中是不是也同样做这些事情
？And then do you show the fruit of the Spirit to your fellow church members？
在你的教会的这些会员当中，你是不是有？流露出属灵的圣灵的果子
，love and joy to others，
你的爱，你的喜悦
，peace and patience and kindness，
你的平安，以及其他的属灵果子。
Sure. But are we striving to be clothed with Christ and clothe others with Christ.
你是不是很渴望神的这个耶稣基督披的外袍披在你身上，也披在其他的教会弟兄姐妹身上？
Okay, so let's go to verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
Now she is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard.
她好像商船从远方运粮来，未到黎明她就起来，把食物分给家中的人，把当作的工分派婢女。她想得田地就买来，用手所得的利益在种葡萄园。
Now, this is a woman who thinks not only of clothing, but of food as well.
她不仅仅想到衣服，她也想到食物。
All right, so I expect every woman in here to set their alarm at 4 o'clock in the morning.
所以我是不是预计在座所有的妇女早上你的闹钟是早上四点钟就让你起来？
Now, this is a woman who's thinking about others first.
这个是其实是一个妇女，她是先想到其他人的需要。
She cares for the well-being of her household.
她是注重到其他家里面其他人的需要。
She makes sure that her family is taken care of physically.
她先想到她的家人的肉体上面的需要。
And of course, for the church, she cares that the church and her family spiritually have spiritual food.
她同时也想到她的家人以及包括教会的家人在属灵的粮食上面的需要。
And so we have to remember the Bible presents our lives as a spiritual and a physical union. We're both spiritual and physical, and we need to feed both.
不要忘记，圣经里面告诉我们说，我们每一个人都有我们的肉体上面以及我们的属灵上面的需要。当我们用粮食的时候，我们同时需要有属灵以及肉体上面的粮食。
She not only does she plan for the feeding of her family's life, but she also desires to feed and to give the food of the bread of life, Jesus Christ.
那不仅仅是她把她提供她的家里面人的需要，她也同样提供这个从耶稣基督来这边属灵的粮食。
See, she understands that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from God.
她清楚明白，人活着不是单位的食物，乃是靠人口里所出来的一切话。
Now, this is an important point here.
这是很重要的一点。
I think sometimes, and I don't know why, but sometimes there's this thought in culture that deep Bible study belongs to men only.
在很多在教会里面有一个误解。就是很多在圣经上面比较深度的教导是只有从弟兄那边来。
And I'm not sure why that is.
我不知道为什么。
But women, don't be afraid of deep Bible study.
在座的姐妹们不要就是要花一点时间真的在很深入的圣经上面的研究。
And we, church, encourage the women of our church to go deep in the Word of God.
我们也鼓励教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们在圣经、在神的话语上面有一很深入的学习。
To feed on the bread of life.
我们可以在属灵的粮食上面能够得到供养。
How do we expect mothers and women to feed others in their family and church God's word if they're not feeding on it themselves?
我们怎么可以期待我们在座的姐妹能够在家里面、在教会当中用属灵的粮食来喂养其他人，如果他们自己都不足呢？
You know, I think there's a stereotype, right?A Bible study. Guys are very technical, and they're sitting around trying to study each word, right?
有一个大家常常里面有一个固定的印象，好像就是一些弟兄们在那边很深入的在查经。
And then there's a stereotype: women having like a tea party, right? And like they read one verse and then talk about their feelings, right?
那姐妹呢就坐在旁边一边喝茶，那每一节就讲我的感想是什么，我的心得是什么。
Now there are differences between men and women, of course.
那当然男女有别。
But both men and women need a good diet of God's word.
但是所有的弟兄姐妹，我们都需要在神的话语上面有能够尽量吃神的话语。
The only thing that changes us is God's word and applying it to our lives.
唯一一件事情可以改变我们的就是神自己的话语，而且我们怎么样让神的话语来进入我们的生命当中。
So anyway, this woman, you look back at these verses, she's sacrificing her beauty sleep. Sorry.
我们看看这个经文呢，我们看到这个姐妹，这里面讲到的妇女，她牺牲她的睡眠，牺牲她的美容觉。
She has a mind to help and love others.
因为她心里面有一个这个渴望，她能够起来可以帮助其他人。
It's not that she can't rest.
但并不是说她没有，她不能有时间休息。
But this is a person, and for all of us who will sacrifice pleasure and entertainment for the good of others.
是对我们在我们 跟我们每一个人来讲一样的，是我们愿意牺牲我们的享受，愿意牺牲我们在这个地上的一些休闲，为的是要照顾到其他的人的需要。
She seeks to pass out the bread of God's word.
因为她尽力的去把神的话语能够分享给其他人。
Not only to her church and family, but also to her neighbors, her coworkers.
不仅仅是她的家人，她的教会里面的人，也是她的邻居，她在工作上面的人。
And I like what this says. It says she considers a field and then buys it.
这边我希望她这边想说，她想得田地就买来。
So she's a long-term planner. She's a long-term planner.
所以她是一个有眼光的人。
She uses wise judgment. She thinks about a field and she uses her wisdom.
所以当她看到这个田地的时候，她用她神给她的智慧，她想到将来的事。
Hey, anybody have a garden? Anybody have a garden?
在座有没有人有花园的？
A few more that's been so.
Yeah, 有一些。
All right, we have a little garden too. It's almost dead, except for one.
Pastor Scott 有一个小花园，不已经大家都快死光了。
We got a few herbs still left in there.
但还有几棵植物。
But, you know, I'm so thankful we have Publix today.
很感谢神，我们有 Publix.
Or New York Mark.
Or New York Mark.
Right? But, this is a woman who not only cares for the physical well-being, nutritious meals for her family, she thinks more importantly about God's word. I got to feed my family with God's word.
所以这个妇女不仅仅想到身体上面的需要，她更重要想到是我要来喂养，从用神的话语来喂养她的家人。
So maybe it looks like this. Again, maybe someone who's long-term, they're thinking, this week, what night do I want to pray and read the Bible with my family?
所以我们从这个属灵的角度来讲，这个妇女会想到说，这个礼拜当中，我们哪一天，哪一个晚上，我要带着家人一起来祷告，一起来读经。
What night are my husband and I going to read scripture and pray together?
哪一天晚上呢？我跟我的先生，我们一起读经，一起祷告。
And then this woman also is thinking, maybe where in the church can I teach or help disciple another woman?
我是也想到说，在教会当中有哪一个姐妹呢？我可以教导她，我也可以带着她一起来做门徒训练。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong.
她以能力束腰，使膀臂有力。
Now this is a superhero mom, right?
对啊，这是一个超女超人。
She's a strong woman.
她很强壮。
She does not lie around.
她不是就躺在那儿。
You know, I think there could be said there's something here, even physically. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道我们的身体是神的圣殿。
And you can't be a good temple if you're neglecting your physical body.
我们不能是一个圣殿，如果我们没有好好照顾我们的身体。
But more importantly, she stands strong on the word of God.
更重要的是，她在神的话语上面站立的稳。
And it changes the way she acts and thinks.
那这个，因为她在神的话语上面站立的稳，也改变了她怎么样来思想，怎么样来做事情。
And she is convicted and convinced that it's God's word that changes lives.
她很确信，因为是神的话语来改变人的生命。
Verse 18, it says she perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night.
她觉得所经营的有利，她的灯终夜不灭。
All right, this means you can never sleep, women.
这是不是说你晚上都不能睡觉了？
Yes, forget 4 o'clock, you're just not sleeping.
Yeah, 不要忘记四点钟的闹钟，你根本就不睡。
Of course it doesn't mean that.
当然不是这么。
But this is, you know, it's a proverb, it's poetry. And it says this woman is always thinking what is best for the people around her.
你知道这是一个箴言，这是像是一个用诗歌的形态，意思是说这个妇女呢经常的努力的工作。
So if you're like me, we have a garage full of junk.
如果你跟我一样的话，我的整个那个我的 garage 车库是满满的都是垃圾。
So if you want to come over after service and help us clean it out.
对啊，如果你要有 service 的话，到我的车库来把我清干净。
And she thinks about what can she sell to make money to help my family.
她想说，那我到底可以卖掉什么东西，可以来带入一些收入，可以来帮助我的家。
But as we see this passage through Jesus Christ, she's also thinking, how can I use money and make money to help the church?
那同时呢，她也是在想说，我怎么样可以使用神所给我的这些钱来帮助我们的教会。
Help missionaries.
来帮助这些宣教士。
She wants to have resources to help other Christians.
她也需要有这些资源来帮助其他的基督徒。
Maybe you give clothes to another family in need in the church.
也许是把你的一些衣服给另外一个家庭有需要的家庭。
And she's always thinking, how can she help those in the church and her family and her neighbors?
她经常在想到说，我怎么样可以来帮助我教会里面的其他弟兄姐妹，帮助我的邻居。
In verse 19, she puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle.
第十九节，她手拿染线杆，手把纺线车。
Okay, more sewing analogies, right?
对，更多的织布。
Again, she's serving her family.
那更重要，这边重要的就是说，她是在替服侍她的家人。
And some of you, you know, again, the internal family is the church. Are you serving this church in a meaningful way?
那我们要记得，我们永恒的家庭是我们的教会。我们每一个人是不是在这个教会当中有目的、有意义的来侍奉其他的弟兄姐妹呢？
You know, we need parking lot ushers.
知道说我们停车场需要有童工。
We need help in the nursery.
我们在我们的小孩子那边也需要有童工。
There's a lot of places that you can help your family by serving.
在我们教会当中，我们有很多很多地方有需要，那这些地方都是我们在座弟兄姐妹可以来帮助这个教会、这个属灵的家的。
Because you want others to be more like Christ.
因为我们希望其他人能够更像耶稣基督。
Verse 20, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy.
第二十节，她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补贫穷乏人。
This woman is generous.
这个妇人很大方。
She gives to the church.
她把她的资源给教会。
She gives to the church worldwide.
她也给这个普世的教会。
She thinks of the churches in China.
她想到在中国的教会。
And in other countries.
其他的国家。
And she's also hospitable. She opens her doors of her house to other believers and those who need help.
她也打开她的家门，其他有需要的人也可以到她这里来。
Look at verse 29. She's not afraid of snow for her household.For all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple.
她不因下雪为家里的人担心，因为全家都穿着朱红衣服。她为自己制作绣花毯子，她的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
Is there anybody? Some of the kids have you? Has some of you never ever seen snow in your life?
有在座有哪些人是小朋友没有看过雪的
？So you're not quite sure what this verse means, right? Experientially,
你不太知道这经文讲的是什么。
So we could say she's not afraid of hurricanes.
所以想说在这边的话就是她不怕有飓风。
Right? So she's ready for emergencies.
在任何紧急状况来之前她都已经预备好了。
Okay, when the hurricane's coming, right? She makes sure that her family has batteries.
当这个飓风来之前呢她确定全家里面有电池。
She makes sure her family has plenty of food.
她确定家里面有很足够的食物。
While her husband is outside sweating to death, putting up the shutters.
当先生在外面泪流满面的把这个所有的那个防风板摆上。
But again, this is a woman of wisdom.
但是这边要特别讲是这是一个有智慧的妇人。
She thinks ahead and is ready for those emergencies.
她已经预备了为这些紧急状况已经做好了预备。
And she also thinks about the church.
她也想到教会。
She's ready for emergencies in the church.
她也想到教会的紧急状况。
What if somebody in our church is in the hospital?
那如果教会里面有人住院了时候怎么办？
How do I help them?
我怎么样来帮助他？
How do I show them Christ's love?
我怎么样来在他面前显示出基督的爱？
What if a false teacher comes into our church?
如果一个假教师到了我们教会怎么办？
How can she appropriately deal with that situation before it comes?
她怎么样可以适当的来处理这样一个事件呢？
Now, this woman, she makes beautiful, luxurious bed coverings for herself.
这个她为了自己做了很漂亮的毯子。
So one commentator says that these colors and these linens are a symbol of the character of her heart.
那有解经家讲说，这些的颜色还有这些质料，那其实显示她的心。
So she has beautiful.She has a beautiful heart in her character.
在她心里面，她是有一个很美的一些品格的。
Of course, you know, it's good. It's God's given us gifts to make beautiful things, and of course, making beautiful, practical things is part of glorifying God.
那当然，神给她这个智慧跟能力来做这些美丽的事物，而能够做这些美丽事物，也是可以带给神荣耀。
Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。
So, you know, this is the husband who's sort of at his job. He's out in the workplace during the day.
这个是一个丈夫，他白天的时候在他的工作场所上。
He's out meeting with others in society.
他在这个社区上面跟其他人碰面。
You know, you don't want to be that husband where the other guys are saying, I can't believe he's married to that woman.
我们不希望这个 这个其他人周遭的人讲说，我不想，我真的没办法相信这个妇人，这个竟然嫁给这样的男人。
We feel very sorry for you. How can we pray for you?
我替你觉得很难过，我在替你祷告。
No, it's this woman, because she's so Christ-like, she helps her husband be more Christ-like in the world.
不是这个妇女，因为她是这么样子的，像耶稣一样的过生活，所以她也帮助她的丈夫能够过一个有基督的，在她生命当中的一个样式的生活。
Because she encourages her husband to live as Jesus, he himself becomes a better person and is a better figure in society to the world.
因为这个妇人帮助她的丈夫更有基督的样式，所以这个先生可以在这个社区当中被人所尊重。
This husband is rejoicing that he has a wife.That makes helps him become like Christ.
所以这个丈夫是很喜乐的，因为他有一个太太可以帮助他更像耶稣。
She makes linen garments, verse 24, and she sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant.
他做二十四节说，他做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腹带卖给商家。
So here's a woman who is entrepreneurial. She's in business as well.
所以这个看到说，这个妇人呢，不仅照顾自己家里面，她也是一个生意人。
Doing her job, she doesn't neglect her family.
她照顾好她的家人。
But she thinks a way again to help her family and her spiritual family.
但是她其实更进一步的能够来帮助她的家人，也帮助属灵的家。
Verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
二十五节，能力和威仪是她的衣服，她想到日后的景况就喜笑。
This woman is strong in the Lord.
这个妇女呢，她是在主里面刚强的妇女。
And she carries herself with dignity.
她自己是带着威仪的。
Why? Because she knows that she belongs to Jesus. All her sins have been forgiven. Jesus has made her a new creation.
为什么呢？因为她自己相信耶稣基督已经为她的罪付上代价，她属于耶稣基督。
And whatever happens in her life, whether good or bad, whatever happens, she says it's all in God's hands.And God works all things for good.
因为他属于神，所以他知道地上不管发生什么事情，他仍然是属于神，而且神所做的一切事情都是为了他的好处而做的。
And she knows, even if she passes away and dies, she will resurrect. She'll come to life because Jesus came back to life.
他说，即使他在这个地上死亡，他知道有一天耶稣基督会回来，他仍然会复活。
Because she has given her life to Jesus Christ.She has new life both in this world and the next.
因为她知道她已经把她的生命主权交给耶稣基督，她在今生跟来世都有一个新的生命。
Verse 27, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
第二十七节说她观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
And of course, she's not lazy.
当然知道她不懒惰。
Hey, we all need a nap every now and then.
那我们当然每一个人都有时候需要打瞌睡一下。
Especially if you're getting up at 4 a.m. to make breakfast.
特别是如果你早上四点需要起来做早餐的话。
Write that down. Write that down. Right. Eggs, and bacon tomorrow.
对，写下来明天早餐要吃什么。
Right. But no, she continually thinks, how can I serve God? How can I serve my family and the church?
她持续不断的在想说，我怎么样可以来侍奉我的家人，侍奉我的教会。
Verse 28.
第二十八节
Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
She's a blessing to her children, and her children know it.
她是她的儿女的一个祝福，她的儿女也都知道。
And they say, we have a wonderful mother, and she's so godly.
他们的儿女说，我们有一个很好的妈。而且这个妈妈是一个敬虔的妈妈。
Now again, the Bible says this is a mom who also disciplines.
那我们当然知道，圣经里面也讲说，这也是一个会管教孩子的妈。
So it's not ice cream at every meal. I'm sorry.
所以不是每一餐都有冰淇淋可以吃的。
This is a woman who disciplines her children to help them be like Christ.
这是一个妈妈，她会管教她的孩子，让她孩子能够更像耶稣基督。
And then her husband, of course, he praises her.
那她的丈夫也是称赞她。
He sings her praises.And in fact, one commentator I read said, Jewish men, at some time Jewish men, because this was written in the Old Testament, put this passage to song. They made a real song about it and sang this whole passage.
然后有一个解经家，他就说，在当时这个年代，这个当时的犹太人，犹太的男人，把这段经文呢， 放在一首诗歌里面，他用这个诗歌唱出来，来赞美妇女。
And listen, this is not just for again for the physical family. This is for all women.
那再一次强调，这不是为着我们自己的肉身的家而已，这是为着所有的属灵家里面，为着所有的妇女。
If you're single,
我们在座有单身的。
If you don't have any children,
也许你没有孩子。
This church is full of spiritual children.
那我们教会当中有很多属灵的孩子。
And many of you know, many women in this church serve this church with lots of their time.
那我当知道说我们在座有很多的姐妹全心来侍奉这个教会。
And our church can rise up and sing a song for them.
我们教会可以一起，我们起来来称赞这些姐妹。
Verse 29, many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all.
29节说，才德的妇人很多，唯独你超过一切。
All right, men, verse 29, just say this to your wife sometime today.
Yeah, 所以在座的弟兄们，在座的做丈夫的，今天再找一个时间，把这句话讲给你的太太听。
Now, but this biblical woman is living like Jesus.
那当然，这个圣经里面的这一个妇女，她是活出一个有基督在他身上的一个生命的样式。
Verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
30节，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
There's an old song that says, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, some of you may know it, don't you make a pretty woman your wife. Don't make a pretty woman your wife.
有一首歌这么说的，如果你要有一生有一个 happy, right?
You want to be happy,
你要 一生都很快乐的话，不要找一个漂亮的太太。
That's a joke.
那当然这是一个笑话。
Because in the song, this one guy says, I saw your wife yesterday, she is ugly.
里面歌里面讲说，我看到你太太，我昨天看到你太太，她很丑。
The other guy says, yeah, but she sure can cook.
那另外人就说，对啊，可是她至少还会煮饭。
It's a joke, right?
它是一个笑话。
Of course, being feminine is being beautiful, both inside, outside. You do your best.
那当然，我们一个妇女，我们在内外都要漂亮，都要美丽。
But the Bible's saying all that exterior means nothing if you're not beautiful like Christ in your heart.
但是圣经里面要说的是，我们外在再美丽，都比不上我们内在的美丽，就是有一颗像耶稣基督的心。
You know, many times on TV we see these they're called makeover shows. Makeover.
那我们在电视上面看到有一个makeover， 对，完全改造的一些节目。
But and these women get you know makeup and they change their appearance for a TV show.
所以他们找了一些妇女，他们把打扮啊、化妆啊、弄头发、啊，把整个改造一新。
But that change will not change that make.Outside change won't change your heart.
但是这个外面的改造并不会改变内心。
It won't save you from your sins.
也不会能够不会救你从罪里面救里面救出来。
In this passage, a woman who fears the Lord, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
那这里经文说的，唯有敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
She loves Jesus.
她爱耶稣基督。
And she wants others to know him. That is being beautiful.
她也希望其他的她身边的其他人能够认识耶稣基督。这个是。真的美的地方。
And lastly, the last verse, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.
第三十一节最后一节，愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
So husbands, children, praise your moms.
所以在座的做丈夫的孩子们，要称赞你的妈妈。
And listen, kids, and husbands, no woman is perfect. Mine is, but the rest are not.
在座的。在座的孩子们，或者在座做先生的，没有一个妇女是完美的。
Kids, thank your mom for all she does for you.
那孩子们能够谢谢你们妈妈，为了她所为你们所做的一切。
Praise her.
赞美她。
Pray for her.
那也替她祷告。
And the excellent work of women calls for public honor.
那我们所有的妇女的一些美好的工作、美好的品格是。希望大家在公众上面一起来称赞他们。
Now, hopefully, all the women in here, hopefully, you're not feeling completely guilty right now.
那我希望在座的妇女，现在的姐妹们，现在不会觉得有很大的罪恶感。
I feel so guilty. I sleep in every day.
我觉得很有很大的罪恶感，因为每天都睡得很晚。
But here's the deal. No one. It's impossible for all of us.To be perfect like this person, Proverbs 31.
那我们这个是 很明显的，我们在座没有一个人可以像箴言三十一章所指的这个人这样子的完美。
Only Jesus completely met this standard.
只有耶稣基督完全的达到这样子的一个标准。
And some of you, when you say, "Wow, I don't measure up," I feel so guilty.
在座也许有些人说，我真的比不上，我真的觉得很大的罪恶感。
You need to run back to Jesus.
你需要能够回到耶稣基督面前。
And say, "Thank you, Jesus." That you don't hold any of my sin against me.
我们谢谢你，因为你没有让你没有用我的罪来断定我。
And thank you, Jesus, that you've given me new life.
谢谢耶稣基督，因为你给我了新的生命。
And thank you, Jesus, for giving me your Holy Spirit.
也谢谢耶稣，因为你给我你那边从你那边来的圣灵。
So even though I've messed up in the past, like we all have.
所以即使我在过去我弄了一团糟。
I can take steps.To become more like a Proverbs 31 person.
但是我可以一步一步的越来越像箴言三十一章的妇人所记载的这个样式。
Some of you are not Christians. You're not believers in Jesus in this room.
在座的有一些，也许你还不认识耶稣基督。
This passage means nothing if you're not right with God.
这一段经文对你来讲一点意义都没有。如果你不认识耶稣基督，一点意义都没有。
God is holy and perfect.
因为神是。公义而且是完美的。
And we're not. We're full of sin. We've done bad, evil things, all of us.
但是我们每一个人都是罪人，我们在这个世上都做了很多邪恶的事。
And this is why Jesus came.
这是为什么耶稣要来到地上。
Jesus lived a perfect life. He lived the Proverbs 31 life where we did not.
耶稣基督活在地上过了一个完美的生活，就像箴言三十一章所说的。但是我们当中没有一个人。
And even though he was perfect, he still died.
即使是他是这么的完美，他仍然死在十字架上。
Why did a perfect man die?
为什么一个完美的人要死呢？
He died for sinners.
因为他是为了罪人而死。
He said, "I will take the punishment due us, which is death. We all deserve that." He said, "I will take that on my back."
我们每一个人都应该死，因为罪的缘故都应该死。但是耶稣基督却愿意承担我们每一个人罪的代价，他替我们死。
And I will take the penalty of your sin upon myself off of you, so that you can be forgiven of sins.
我从你的身上拿开了你该死的这个代价，我承担了你的代价。
And because of that, he also gives us his.Perfect obedience, his righteousness to us.
因为如此，他也赐给我们他那完美的顺服的生命。
So even though we sin and we still sin as Christians, God sees us as Jesus, perfectly righteous.
所以虽然我们仍然犯罪，我们仍然会犯罪，但是在神的面前，神看到我们，他所看到的是耶稣基督。
And of course, God guaranteed that we'll live forever with a new life by raising His Son from the dead. And Jesus says, "If anyone believes in me, in Jesus Christ." You will have eternal life.
而且神让耶稣基督从死里复活，他也赐给我们这个应许。我们所有相信他的人，我们可以得到永远的生命。
So I urge you today, if you do not know Christ as Savior, bend the knee to Him and say, "I am lost. Death is coming. I need Christ. I need new life."
所以这是我对大家的一个呼求。在今天，如果你过去还不认识耶稣基督，到神面前认你的罪，说我需要你的生命，进到我的生命里面来。
So remember, Proverbs 31.Is in a way an impossible task. An impossible task.
我们要记得箴言三十一章是一个不可能的一个挑战。
Yet at the same time, because of the Holy Spirit and God's children, we can actually choose to look more and more like a Proverbs 31 person.
但是因为我们是神的儿女，圣灵在我们里面，我们可以有这个选择，我们可以活一个越来越像箴言三十一章活出来的这个样式。
Because God commands us to be like Christ.
因为神要我们越来越像耶稣基督。
So follow Jesus wholeheartedly and seek to grow in Him.
我们全心来跟随耶稣基督，来跟随他。
We're going to go to a time of prayer.
我们现在要一起祷告。
And after I pray, I would like us to get together with our families and pray. But I'll explain after our prayer.
Let's. 在牧师祷告之后呢，我们会等一下会让我们的家人一块祷告，等会会来多一点解释。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
God, you are our Father, and we're your children.
主啊，你是我们的父，我们是你的儿女。
Yet also Jesus had very motherly and nurturing qualities.
主啊，但是在借着耶稣基督，我们也看到从那边来的像母亲一样的照顾的关怀。
Jesus cared for and he tenderly cares for his church.
耶稣基督。他的全心为了教会的关怀跟摆上。
God, we thank you for nurturing us in Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你在耶稣基督里面来来濡养我们。
And God, thank you that Jesus fulfilled the Proverbs 31 person.
主，我们谢谢你，因为耶稣基督他成就了箴言三十一章这个妇女上面所有描述一切的品格。
And God, help us all desire to grow more and more like this kind of person.
主，也帮助我们，让我们愿意在生命当中，我们继续不断的成长，越来越像这个经文上面所说的。
God, help us show love and honor to our mothers and women today of the church.
主，要帮助我们在教会当中，我们今天我们来表示我们对于我们在座所有的做妈妈我们的爱跟我们的感谢。
God, help us pray for our mothers and our women in the church.
主，帮助我们，我们可以替我们教会当中的姐妹来祷告。
Help us encourage them to grow and love each other.
我们也可以鼓励他们，他们能够在属灵里面成长，而且彼此相爱。
And Heavenly Father, if anyone in here does not know Christ as Savior, that today they will say, yes, I do need this Savior.
主，我们也祷告说，我们在座有一些还不认识你的，他今天可以说，主，是的，我需要救主。
God, we thank you for your salvation in Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你借着耶稣基督所赐下的救恩。
It's in His name we pray.
是奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。Amen.
Okay.